before man roamed these lands, there was a war in heaven. The victors declared themselves gods, while the vanquished were renamed Titans.
The stage is set for an epic struggle when the power-mad King Hyperion sets out to release the Titans and topple the Olympians from their lofty perch.
I will end the reign of the gods.
While the future of mankind is at stake, the chief god, Zeus, has banned his fellow immortals from meddling in earthly affairs. But he does choose a champion, a young villager who possesses the qualities to become a hero.
If there is one human who could lead them against Hyperion, it would be Theseus. He does not fear danger. He fears only the failure to defend his freedom.
English actor Henry Cavill stars as that hero, although this Theseus is only loosely based on the mythological founder of Athens. Cavill says the ancient legends and myths helped him find the character.
Yeah, always been a fan of, you know, reading their stories from mythology and history and anything like that. As a kid, I enjoyed reading it all and growing up with it.
Theseus is mighty and moral. But Cavill says it was important that he not appear to be perfect.
To play a hero effectively, I think you have to focus entirely upon the flaws and doubts of the hero. Because it's sort of become a little boring to be too good and too great at everything that you do. And so to focus on all of the things which make life and everything so difficult for that individual, therefore makes them more heroic when they overcome them.
Listen to me! Fight for honor! Fight for your children! Fight for your future! Fight for immortality!
Luke Evans co-stars as Zeus, and while he jokes about strutting around the set in regal robes, the Welsh-born actor says that had to be part of his character.
I had to channel being a father, a king, authoritarian, and somebody who was thousands of years old. You have to get yourself to that place. You have to. There's no point thinking, oh, I look a bit silly in this gold cape, or I've got a crown of brass leaves on my head. You've got to believe it.
I have faith in you. Prove me right.
The international cast of Immortals also includes Mumbai native Frida Pinto of Slumdog Millionaire fame. She plays the Oracle Phaedra. American screen veteran Mickey Rourke plays the bloodthirsty King Hyperion. Director Tarsem Singh puts the action in a surreal landscape of massive sets augmented by digital technology. The Indian-born director admits that describing his imaginative visions to studio executives is difficult.
Talk really fast with an Indian accent. And then they kind of think he must know what's happening because we don't understand it. I'm very clear in what I want to say or what I want to do in my head. And if you can get them to believe in the infectiousness of it, I don't think it can be cheated. They usually look at it and just say, okay, if you've done visual film before, they just go visuals, okay, let him have it.
Singh was apparently onto something when he cast Henry Cavill as his film's champion. The Immortals star is now playing the ultimate hero of modern mythology, Superman, in the new film Man of Steel, coming to theaters in 2013. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.